This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Let's turn now to our Friday political analysts. Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican majority leader in the state Senate, and he joins us via Skype. Just last night, I watched Ken speak and take questions from a crowd in Grand Rapids who gathered to celebrate Bridge Magazine's sixth birthday. Nice to see you out in the world.
Well, Grand Rapids is part of the real world.
As we all know, bad things happened in Flint. Corrosive water was used that caused lead to leach from pipes, contaminated the water. Additionally, there have been deaths because of Legionnaires' disease, also connected to the water, believed to be connected to the water. Some public officials are being prosecuted for different roles in the Flint water debacle. 15 current and former state and local officials have been charged with 51 criminal charges, according to a report that Michigan Radio has compiled. Here's an interesting result of all that, though. Taxpayers are paying the legal fees to prosecute and paying the legal fees to defend the public officials. So far, that has cost Michigan taxpayers about $15.5 million. Vicki, how common is it that legal fees for prosecution and defense are paid by state taxpayers?
I did some research on that, and I found a variety of different approaches across the country. In the case of Texas Governor Perry, when he was being prosecuted, he resorted to using his campaign funds to instead of taxpayer dollars. This is unusual in that we are paying both sides of the coin on this, no pun intended, but certainly there should be some caps on legal fees. There's so far nobody has passed a bill that would limit the amount of per hour charges by attorneys, and that's very problematic because the amount of money we're talking about right now is small compared to the overall cost. For example, state officials expect the legal fees for the former emergency managers in Flint to exceed $32 million. Now, that includes some $16 million set aside for settlements, but that's a lot of money, and that's not even in the figures that you just cited.
So, Ken, many of these cases are not resolved. A couple of other recent charges against Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Director Nick Lyon and the state's chief medical examiner, Dr. Eden Wells, mean more defense fees and more prosecutorial dollars. How much more could taxpayers have to pay before these legal cases are concluded?
Well, the Flint situation is just a very costly mistake made primarily by state government. I mean, we have these legal fees we're talking about, but that's on top of the hundreds of millions of dollars for remediation, like bottled water and replacing lead service lines and dealing with the sort of health intervention focused on children who were exposed to lead contamination during the 18 months they were drinking the water. So, you know, the final reckoning for all this is many years down the road, and it's an extremely costly mistake.
Vicki, a lot of outside law firms, in addition to the Attorney General's lawyers and the state's other lawyers, are involved in this. So these outside law firms are responsible for a good bit of this billing. Why does it cost so much?
I'm not an expert on how legal fees are determined, so I can't tell you. But I do know that there is a wide range in the cost of legal representation depending on what law firms you hire and who does the billing and if there are caps on the billing. And I certainly think that in these cases, it's reasonable to put caps on the amount of money that legal fees can be charged. Certainly, local governments have a retainer, and they limit the amount of their exposure to legal fees. And we would expect that the state government would do the same for our elected officials. However, that does not seem to be the case here in Flint. I also want to point out that the unusual nature of the extent of the damage here has cost Michigan taxpayers, and Ken alluded to it, millions of more dollars. It's expected that the total cost of rebuilding the infrastructure could exceed $1.5 billion. The state has already kicked in almost $250 million on infrastructure repairs. The federal government has tossed in at least $100 million so far. And Michigan taxpayers will still be forced to pay the cost of the health care of the children that have lead poisoning that will follow them their entire lives. This is really a very, very sad story.
What I hear you both saying is these legal fees are just a drop in the bucket. Ken, one question I hear a lot is, why should taxpayers foot the so far $4.5 million legal bill for a governor who is a multimillionaire? What's the answer to that?
Well, generally speaking, I think people, government employees in this case, whether you're the governor or some mid-level manager in a department somewhere, if you're performing your official duties, I believe that you should be given legal defense that you don't have to pay for. Now, Vicki has pointed out that there are some circumstances around the country where that hasn't been the case, but it probably is a function of what the charges were, were they sort of political corruption type charges or charges in the, like in Flint, where, it's decisions made in your official capacity that weren't really related to politics per se. But I don't have a problem with having government officials defended by the taxpayers when they make decisions that are part of their official capacity. I just think in the case of Flint, it's extremely unfortunate that this is going to be so costly when state governments made the mistake.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislator. Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.
You can find out more on this issue at michiganradio.org. Thanks to our web team headed up by Mark Brush for investigating the legal costs.